Dr. John Braccio, who's trying to work with the dysfunction of Tony Conley. Thanks so much, sir, for being on the program.
Well, Tony, I don't think there's much dysfunction with you. You're a good guy.
And I know you're fired up about all these MSU teams hitting the NCAA tournament.
Boy, I really am. That was one of the most exciting games, Tony, this past Sunday. Kind of shows the euphoria that came Sunday and then the horrible, dreaded feelings that we had last week Sunday. You know, not to compare with, not to trivialize bipolar disorder, but that gives you some idea of how you can go from just the heights to the depths and vice versa with a sporting event.
Yeah, and you talk about how that can give a hint of the severe mental health disorder.
That's true. You know, bipolar is one of those things that if you have it, it's a pretty horrible thing. These are the severe ups and downs that a person can get, usually some type of chemical cause. And persons that use the term, they'll say, oh, you're bipolar or this or that, and they don't realize that that when that diagnosis is in place, it's very, very severe, Tony. These are people that have severe depression, have these severe manic episodes, and they can go up and down, and sometimes for extended periods of time, and other times just within a day. And if you have it, it's even life-threatening in terms of suicide, in terms of people just becoming totally dysfunctional. So it's one of those things I somewhat not meant to trivialize, but I mentioned sporting events, how they can put you up and down, and they can switch from day to day, not trying to, again, I want to be sympathetic to those that have bipolar, but to at least give a person an idea of the extremes that can occur in a person that has this condition.
What's the best way to deal with that beyond medication?
Well, I think, you know, people have to be, place themselves in a predictable environment. They have to be willing to notice the symptoms when things are coming on, try to place themselves in a thinking mode that best can help them move forward and be positive. Very difficult, though, but if you're really depressed, you need to keep pushing yourself. You can't just woe is me and just get in bed and not get up. And those that have had depression certainly know that it's like a 1,000-pound weight on you, and it's hard to do anything, but you always have to push yourself. And if you have really a condition of the depression state, you really have to work at that. And if you get in the manic state, you really almost need someone to be with you. In fact, you do. They can help guide you and give you good advice, because these are people that when they get in that stage, they think they can do anything. They don't sleep. They're overactive. They can't even achieve certain things, but often their balance and their view in terms of reality, they're really off. It's a, like I say, it's a very severe condition.
Dr. Braccio, you were talking about the ups and downs of MSU-OSU and what happened in the regular season and then in the Big Ten tournament. That makes a lot of folks want to think about what they can do to improve here at the radio station. The owner of the radio station's huge on self-analysis, listening to yourself, doing everything that you can to try and get better, and looking for constructive criticism and always being open to that.
I think that's critical. I think in life, if you're going to be successful, it's an ongoing process. It's like working in a garden. You're never really done with your garden. As an individual, you're never done improving or being the best you can be. And life is a kaleidoscope. It's the same, but it's constantly changing. We have to be ready for whatever changes come along. I kind of think of the horseshoers back at the beginning of the automobile. I mean, you have to be ready when changes are coming, and we have to look at ourselves as an instrument in terms of what have we experienced and how does this relate to the decisions and things that we talk about. Now, one of the things I've liked in our many talks, Tony, is the fact that you can relate to some of the experiences yourself that you have had that you can bring into discussion and you can relate to. And I think that's important to share that in terms of letting people know that. On the other hand, we always want to make sure we don't want to use our own experiences and assume that one, others have had them, or two, they would come to the same conclusions that we had even with them, and then be aware of just how different people are and try to help them as best we can. In your case, you have a large range of people that are listening to you, so you have to be trying to find things that can relate to some or all much of the time in order to keep your listening, public that you have, and I'm sure you're very good at it.
Dr. Baracho, I've got just 20 seconds left. Why do we get so ticked off when people give us constructive criticism?
Well, because everyone likes to think they're doing their best, they're trying hard, and then when people come at us, even if it's constructive, it can be difficult. And sometimes it's best to, prior to making a reaction, just think about it, and often we can see the person's really trying to help us and have us be better.
Thanks, Dr. Baracho.
Good talking to you, my friend. Bye-bye.